Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping straight into the future of scientific discovery, specifically how artificial intelligence is fundamentally reshaping the science and engineering practices, or SAPs. You know, we all remember that neat linear scientific method from school, ask, hypothesize, experiment.
Right, the simple chart.
But that's not how modern science works. It's iterative, it's messy, and it relies on these, you know, multidimensional SAPs. And even that is now being radically redefined.
It really is. What's fascinating is how the whole practice of finding knowledge has evolved into what we call the fourth paradigm.
The fourth paradigm.
Exactly. It's a huge shift. We went from one purely empirical science to two theoretical models, then three computational thinking. And now, since around 2009, we're firmly in the fourth, data-intensive, AI-driven exploration.
So our mission for this deep dive is to figure out what this means for you right at the start of an investigation. How does AI rewrite the rules for something as basic as just asking a question?
Yeah.
And to get a sense of the scale, just look at something like the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. They mapped huge parts of the universe, creating the kind of data that, you know, defines this fourth paradigm.
Yeah.
And now they're actively working to bring AI into their mission. It just shows you this is where discovery is happening now.
Which brings us perfectly to step one, asking questions and defining problems. Traditionally, a question starts with human intuition, right? You see something, an anomaly, and that sparks a hypothesis.
Exactly, the human aha moment.
But that all changes when data sets are just. They're too massive for the human brain to process alone.
So the question doesn't come from just one person's observation anymore.
No. Instead, AI can detect patterns across all that data and surface questions we wouldn't even have thought to ask. It can suggest these high-dimensional relationships that are just lost in the noise to us.
Okay, so give us an example of that.
Climate modeling is a perfect one. You have the program for climate modeling, diagnosis, and intercomparison. They have multiple incredibly complex climate models that all give different results, sometimes conflicting results.
So the question changes. It's not what's the future climate,
it's how do we decide which of these models is reliable? That becomes the immediate scientific quorum.
So the AI isn't finding the final answer. It's helping you ask a much smarter question.
Precisely. It supports that first SAPI by identifying probabilistic patterns that augment our own reasoning. The scientist is still responsible, but the AI helps filter the sheer complexity of it all.
But with that kind of power, you need some guardrails. You need human judgment to make sure it's accurate.
Oh, absolutely. And that gets us to this crucial concept of human in the loop, or HITL.
HITL.
Yeah. And AI is brilliant at generating models, at organizing evidence. But for things like relevance, ambiguity, ethical questions, you need a human. Humans have to stay in the loop.
And we see this human in the loop idea working really well in citizen science 2.0 projects.
We do.
Take Penguin Watch. The AI counts the penguins it can see, but it needs students to go in and validate the system by finding the ones hiding behind rocks.
Or Planet Hunter's test. Students are looking at light curves to find planetary transits that the automated systems missed completely.
And that's so important.
It is, because it shifts students from being passive information consumers to being active knowledge producers. It directly strengthens those other SAPs, like obtaining, evaluating, and communicating information.
Okay, but we have to talk about the need for, well, genuine skepticism here, especially with generative language models.
Yes, there's a really good cautionary tale for this.
Let's talk about vegetative electron microscopy.
Which, to be clear, is not a real thing.
Right. It doesn't exist. It's a term, an AI completely hallucinated.
Yeah.
It showed up in some papers, and now because it's logged in these massive models, it just replicates itself. It's like a digital fossil of an error.
And this is such a powerful lesson, and it speaks directly to SEP 7 and 8, evaluating information. You have to understand that AI generates responses based on statistical probability, on word patterns, not on factual accuracy. You have to stress this. Always, always cross-reference what an AI tells you with primary sources.
So the main takeaway for you is pretty clear. AI is a support system for engaging in the SAPs. It's not a shortcut to a conclusion. It helps you ask better questions, but it absolutely does not replace your scientific judgment.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the goal isn't to turn everyone into a computer scientist. It's about cultivating citizens who are literate in how modern science actually works. By embracing this fourth paradigm and by applying that ethical critique, you empower the next generation, not just to use these powerful tools, but to shape them responsibly and make sure they always serve real discovery.